Hey, Stoic Seekers. Welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. I'm your host, Brooklyn Weston, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something real, something crucial. Self-compassion. Ever find yourself beating yourself up over a mistake? Or getting caught in that spiral of negativity when things don't go your way? Yeah, we've all been there. The good news is, you don't have to be stuck in that cycle. Self-compassion is like a superpower. It can help you navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Think about it. Would you treat your best friend the way you sometimes treat yourself? Probably not, right? We tend to be so much kinder and understanding towards others, but when it comes to ourselves, the inner critic can get pretty harsh. That's where self-compassion swoops in like a superhero. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, care, and understanding that you would offer a loved one who is struggling. Here are 5 key takeaways to rock your self-compassion game. First off, remember that everyone messes up. It's part of being human. We're all learning and growing, making mistakes along the way. Instead of dwelling on those blunders, try acknowledging them with kindness. Think, hey, I made a mistake. Okay, what can I learn from this? And boom. You've already transformed that negative into a learning opportunity. Next up, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When that inner critic starts chirping, acknowledge it, but don't let those negative voices run the show. Imagine yourself as a wise observer, simply noticing your emotions without getting swept away by them. It's like watching a movie. You can feel the intensity of the scenes, but you know it's not real life. Same with your thoughts and feelings. Third, be kind to yourself in difficult moments. Life throws curveballs, right? When things get tough, remember to treat yourself with compassion. Instead of piling on the pressure, offer yourself words of encouragement and support. Imagine giving a pep talk to a friend going through a rough time. Now give that same pep talk to yourself. Speaking of tough times, don't compare yourself to others. Social media can be a breeding ground for comparisonitis, but remember, everyone's journey is unique. Focus on your own path and celebrate your own victories, big or small. You are not in a race with anyone else. You're simply striving to be the best version of yourself. Finally, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. It could mean taking time for activities that bring you joy, getting enough sleep, eating nutritious food, or simply spending time in nature. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Here's a real-world scenario to illustrate this. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You've been putting in the hours, practicing your speech, and getting everything ready. But then, on the day of the presentation, you totally freeze up. Your mind goes blank, your voice shakes, and you feel like everyone is judging you. Sound familiar? Now imagine that inner critic starts saying, "You're a failure, you messed up." That's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, try saying to yourself, "Okay, I'm feeling nervous right now. It's normal to feel this way before a big presentation. I've prepared well and I can still do this." Take a deep breath, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and focus on delivering the best presentation you can, even if it's not perfect. Remember, self-compassion isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about approaching them with kindness and understanding towards yourself. So, what's the takeaway here? Self-compassion is like a superpower that helps you navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. It allows you to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a loved one. Remember to acknowledge your mistakes, practice mindfulness, be kind to yourself in difficult moments, avoid comparisons, and prioritize self-care. Take action today. Start by practicing self-compassion in one small area of your life. Maybe it's being kinder to yourself when you make a mistake, or taking a few minutes each day to do something that brings you joy. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little more self-love in their life. And remember, you are worthy of love and compassion, starting with yourself. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of Stoic Power. Until then, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.